In fact, everything. It's at least a blessing we are not the same. Fancy the audible comments of the temperance advocate when you get in the bus. No use pulling yourself together then. Pretty full. And look, people would say, his wife gives him cold mutton. Speaking of the name of Cyclops reminds me that these scientific people have been playing a scurvy trick upon the classics behind our backs. It reminds one of Epistemon's visit to Hades when he saw Alexander, a patcher of clouts, and Xerxes, a crier of mustard. Aphrodite, the dabbler tells me, is a kind of dirty mudworm, and much dissected by spectacled pretenders to the London BSC. Every candidate, says the syllabus, must be able to dissect, to the examiner's satisfaction, and demonstrate upon Aphrodite, Neres, Palaemon. Were the gods ever so insulted? Then the snaky Medusa and Pandora, our mother, are jellyfish. Astrea is still to be found on coral reefs, a poor thing and much browsed upon by parrotfish, and Doris and Tethys.